Unit 2. Lessons 5 and 6. Exercise 2A.
What places have you visited in Russia?
Most of the places I've been to, I think, are in Siberia. Yekaterinburg, Krasnoyarsk, Irkutsk. And then I've been to Vladivostok and Krasnodar in the south, and Nizhny Novgorod and Moscow. I think that's about it. Kemerovo, too.
Which place impressed you most?
Well, I wouldn't like to say anywhere impressed me most, but I have got different impressions. It's like...
Like what?
Very different things. In Vladivostok, it was the sea and the hills. Very cosmopolitan. Mm. Japanese restaurants and Chinese business people. Mm. It had a small town feeling, with three universities very close together, and all the ships in the harbour, and the snow on the ground, and the fresh sea air and the blue sky. Mm. And then in Krasnoyarsk, of course, which I've been to in different seasons, in autumn and in winter, and experienced nature blossoming, and the ice just after the ice palaces had been built in winter. And the frigid air, fresh frigid air, and the hugeness of the Yenisei River.
Mm.
Then there is Nizhny Novgorod, where I experienced the wonderful old town and the old Kremlin. Moscow, of course, which has its own form of beauty. But I think the thing that strikes me about all the places is the people. The people seem to be the same wherever I go. Very interested, interesting, hospitable and friendly.
Mm. Have you been to any Russian villages?
I've been through Russian villages, and I don't think I've ever stopped in a Russian village. No, I've only travelled through them on the way to somewhere else by train or bus.
Do you think Russian villages might attract tourists from abroad?
Yeah, I think so. We have beautiful villages here in Britain, very good at attracting tourists through good advertising. My own village, in the middle of the national park, Dartmoor here, is very good at attracting tourists because it has very good marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure traditional Russian villages, especially if they are near attractive big cities, could be very popular with tourists because just the sight and the image and the kind of romantic perception one has of Russian villages will attract tourists anyway, whatever they're like, just because they are so different.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the residents of the villages and the local authorities could develop activities that would attract tourists to those places?
Yes. I think there's a wide range of things they could do. They could arrange bed and breakfast accommodation so that people could experience life in the villages with a family.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that attracts tourists is having something to do near that place. So if there are walks or river trips or hunting or skiing or mountaineering, mm-hmm. you could offer them as well.
Mm. And developing some local crafts.
Well, that's another thing, developing local crafts and selling them. And the visitors watching things being made, which is interesting. And also to have activity holidays so that you can attract groups of school children to the area.
And what about places that don't have interesting scenery or architecture? How could people attract tourists to their villages?
Well, in this part of England, in the southwest, there's a lot of unemployment and a lot of business relies on seasonal tourism. So in the winter, when no one comes down here, people are unemployed and the tourist industry goes into sleeping mode.
Mm.
So to raise the number of visitors throughout the year, big projects are required, imaginative projects. And one man had this wonderful idea of building the largest greenhouses in the world, called biomes, in which they are now growing tropical plants and fruits.
Mm-hmm.
This project is called the Eden Project, after the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
It's built in an ex-pit, a pit or a mine, and it was a disused, unattractive area, which is now being made very beautiful and turned into a new Garden of Eden.
Mm. And it has had a great educational impact?
Yes, it has. Educational aims and ecological, environmental aims, but also it attracts many, many tourists from all over the world at all times of the year, especially on rainy days when the weather's not really suitable to go to the seaside.
You know, people often think you need at least a theatre or a museum to attract tourists. What if there isn't anything like that?
if they have no theatres or museums.
Right.
Why not build one? But there are other things you could do as well. Locally, they have a small place, a village which many people visit, and it's called Morwellham Quay. And this place has recreated England in the 19th century so that throughout the summer you can see people dressed in 19th century costumes doing 19th century jobs in 19th century buildings, including a small mine on the quayside where old boats used to bring in and take away goods for import and export. Mm. So that's another kind of attraction you could develop anywhere, in any part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't depend on the beauty of the local environment, on mountains or rivers. Oh, this one depends on the river because it's a quay, but otherwise it's just a matter of using your imagination. Another thing they do is recreate battles. An example of such a project is Torrington, where a big group of people, all dressed in authentic costumes, recreates battles from the Civil War. And this attracts thousands and thousands of tourists to the area.